Introducing Bonicle, critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonicle.co.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AccuVision Acupuncture.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you're still with us. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't forget, they tell us we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Hope I'm coming through okay today. Today's my first day back. I've not been well. Just got a new cornea transplant. So today's my first day of eating and talking. I didn't feel like talking, believe it or not, would you believe? For those folks that know me will laugh and say, I can't believe they didn't want to talk, which is true. I didn't want to talk to anybody, even my kids. Didn't want to talk to anybody. You know, listen, folks, I want to talk to you about Second Sight. You know, they are partners with us now with Blind and Beyond radio show. Second Sight's fantastic company, and you should listen to a lot of things that they say because they're coming out with more and more things that are fantastic. Second Sight, we love having them. And another one we just got also, besides Second Sight, believe it or not, we just got AARP. Fantastic. The show is coming really, really great. Thanks to all you folks that are listening to the show. And hope you'll keep on listening. We have a great segment coming up shortly, something that took me a long time to put together. And I want to thank Keystone for out of Pennsylvania to help me put it together. And it's sponsor of that new segment you'll hear shortly. You know, if you don't know about what we're trying to do, besides entertain you, we're trying to get a lot of folks jobs. I've been an advocate for a long time, a mission for a long time I've had on the radio. I want to make sure that people that want to work get jobs. And that's why I've contacted a lot of people around the country, in Pennsylvania, in Massachusetts, in North Carolina, in Florida, different folks that will be talking to you shortly in the next segment as far as jobs, because let me tell you something. I want to make sure you, anybody that wants to work that's visually impaired and blind has a job. And I think it's very important. They say this 70% of the visually impaired and blind community don't have a job, and I want to make sure they get a job. Miss Green, you'll have to be quiet. I'm on the radio. So I'm talking to now my dog, Miss Green, and she doesn't know that I'm on the radio.
Yeah, tell them why it's getting to be.
Yes. If you folks want to hear something ridiculous.
No, we can't right now because we have our guests calling.
I'm going to spell a word. I'll spell a word. T-U-R-K-E-Y. I can't say it because if I say it, you'll, all the dogs in this house will go crazy because that's when I give them the T-U-R-K-E-Y. So she knows about this time of night. She gets that when we're not home or in the station, Nancy gives them at this time of day the T-U-R-K-E-Y. So they know what time it is, even though they can't tell time, but they know.
And then they look at each other and they all heck breaks loose.
So yep. They all start looking and all start barking because they know it's time to get,
you
know what.
I hope they don't do it now when our guests are on. Okay.
So Flint, you'll have to leave and give them some food.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I have to introduce our guest callers in a few minutes. Hopefully they'll be good. Yeah. That's the trials and tribulations of remote broadcasting. Right, Chris?
I know, right?
you have your kids. You have your little ones.
No, not tonight.
Everybody's got... Oh, not tonight.
Not tonight. Last week I had them. Last week it was rough in here.
Oh, my gosh.
I had
the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Anybody would like to talk to me and talk to me about the procedure, the operation I went through, I'd be happy to tell you. Dr. Lugo in Orlando, Florida, he is the greatest today right now. As I said, I didn't do it for the visual. I did it to stop the pain I was in, because I've been in a lot of pain. I couldn't go out of the house. All the pain, all the suffering I've been under.
And so, also, Michael, explain to people that you're not, some people think, oh, you're going to be able to see again. A lot of excited people are saying, oh, you'll be able to see? To explain that you're not going to be able to see. It's just
if any sight comes back, it's not going to make me, as you would say, I'll still be blind, okay? And that's the best I can hope for is I'll be able to see light, I'll be able to see shadows, I'll be able to see what I saw a year ago, because over the last couple of months, I had no vision in the eye whatsoever, no light, no nothing. So he said I'll be able to get back what I had a year ago. So it's going to take a while for it to heal. But, you know, I'm not going to be able to see. I mean, for those folks that don't understand, there's different degrees of blindness. You have people that are what I call, stop in this game. You have different people. You have people that are sighted, you know, you are. Then you have people who are vision impaired that you might have a slight problem, but you still can see. And then you have people that are a little more, let's just say VI, I call them visually impaired, but you can still see something. And then you have people that are blind, but blindness, you have different degrees. You have people that are totally blind that have no light perception. You have people that have blind that have some light perception. You have people that are blind that have light perception and see shadows. You see, you know, you can see the difference between grass and the cement. And that's what I was.
So then,
I couldn't see people. You can't see people. I can't see, but I can see shadows. I can see something. I use the word something.
Well, Mike, let me ask.
I can't see nothing.
Let me ask you this, Mike. What do we call the people who just don't pay attention to the road when they driving in? Because, man, somebody cut me off mad hard this earlier on my way to the station. I was like, Lord, have mercy. Like what do you got going on? Because, but I'm just talking out the side of my neck.
Yeah, well,
let's go talk,
anyway,
take our break.
A lot of my family members, they think because I got a new implant that I'm going to see again, and that's, to me, I'm just trying to get back my sanity. That I don't want to have the pain that I've been under with all these blisters. That's, they told me, promised me that will stop because of the old cornea had the blisters, the new one doesn't. Anyway, that's enough of that. I'm going to go to the segment. Can't wait for the new segment. Looking forward to it. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the Orion Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is phone number to call in, which I hope you can, is 407-894-1680. This next segment is coming up. We tried to put this together, a few months ago. And I want to thank Keystone Association out of Pennsylvania for funding it. I want to thank you, Keystone, very much. It's been a mission a long time of mine as far as a mission to get jobs for as many people that are visually impaired and blind. If you want a job, I think you should get one. And that's what it's all about. The show is supposed to be fun, supposed to be informative, but it's also trying to help folks that are visually impaired and blind get jobs. And this is a segment that's all about jobs. Lynn, it's up to you now.
I wanted to first ask Chris if all our guests are on the line, Chris.
Yep, I got all five of us.
Wonderful. Okay, then I will do the official honors for our new Turn It Around in 2020 panel. First of all, I'd like to welcome Lori Staff, President and CEO of Keystone Association for the Blind of Pennsylvania. They have six locations in Pennsylvania. I'd like to welcome Kyle Johnson, President and CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida, Lighthouse Works. And everybody should know Kyle, because if it wasn't for Kyle, we wouldn't have been on the show for these last 4 years, and we are grateful for that. And we'd also like to welcome Joshua Gould, who is the President and CEO of Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina. And they've been on quite a few times. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, Michael, I'll let you do the introduction, and then we'll ask some questions.
Well, I'd like to ask, to make it sensible here, one person at a time talk, since you're all on the line. I would like to ask my first question. It's a very simple question, and ladies first. So I don't want to thank you as far as what's the matter? Lori, as far as Keystone helping support the show and as far as sponsoring this segment, if you can tell us, now we have this problem going on as far as this terrible virus. Yeah, the famous virus, cornea. The question
corona.
Is...
corona. Cornea in your brain.
Yeah,
corona.
Yeah, the corona disease. I'm looking at my... I know my own name right now. But anyway, my question first is, what are you folks doing? Are you doing anything as far as people that are working at home or any... are you doing any kind of hiring whatsoever, or are you not doing any hiring now because of what's going on?
We are actually still hiring. We currently have a federal mailroom contract that is still up and running and is considered essential to the federal government. So we are still actively recruiting individuals. As you know, we're willing to pay relocation expenses and help individuals with their moving expenses across the country or wherever it may be from, help them complete.
Now, wait a second. Lori, one second. Chris, can you hear her? Because I can hardly hear her.
Well, yeah, I got her coming through loud and clear over the airwaves, so we good on over the airwaves.
All right. Okay, fine. That's all I'm worried about, the airwaves. Okay, go ahead, Lori. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
He says he can hear you. We can help them get set up with housing. We also have a full-scale human services department that can help them get access to our low-vision clinic and Dr. Freeman, as well as vision rehab, orientation and mobility, and access technology. And currently we do have a lot of people in our building that we have working remotely, but the remainder of the individuals who cannot work from home are actually working in the building, and we have them spread out pretty nicely so that they're able to maintain their social distancing and still be able to complete their work as needed.
That's wonderful.
We have a production facility that's still up and running because we actually manufacture a full line of digging and striking tools for the federal government and support the military with that. So that is also still in production as well.
That's great. That's great. All right, so now we'll turn it over to Kyle Johnson. From Kyle, is anything going on at Lighthouse? I know most of the Lighthouse I know is shut down. Is there anything going on your end?
Hey, well, first of all, thanks for having me, and good to be with everyone in the studio and certainly everybody at home. I miss a lot of folks like Sherry and Sheila and Dave and Gary and you guys, the Golders.
We miss you too,
Lighthouse,
Kyle.
Central Florida. What's that?
I said we miss you too.
Thank you. Well, Lighthouse Central Florida is providing services to existing clients. We're still doing assessments over the phone. We're using everything from FaceTime to the telephone to Skype to deliver services to Central Florida's blind and visually impaired. You know, with so many older folks who are blind, it just felt irresponsible to try to, you know, ask our staff and those folks to come into typical
right.
services, but it's teaching us a tremendous amount. It's teaching us a ton about what we can do when we can't be in front of each other. And then Lighthouse Works, actually, we're very busy. In fact, I have a recruiting kind of announcement tonight, but on the supply chain side, we are fulfilling a bunch of orders for Orlando Health, gloves, sanitizer, masks, face shields, all sorts of things, and we're hoping to get into Florida or Advent Health soon. But our call center, we handle the unemployment calls for Department of Economic Opportunity, and they are getting overrun. So we were actually going from 20 FTE, which was probably like 27 agents. They asked us to scale down between December and June to 10 because unemployment was so low. Well, now they're overrun. So over the next couple months, Lighthouse Works will be recruiting agents, call center agents for the unemployment calls up to 50 FTE, full-time.
Wow, that's
50
great.
50 FTE is it's going to fill our building. We're going to have to put people in pockets. But 50 FTE is probably around 67 jobs. So there will be an integrated component to this. But we are going to be recruiting. And that I want to say, too, the contract is not signed. So we'll just, you know, take me on that. But all indications say that this is happening, and we need to be ready. And we're actually, we got UV light air purifiers for all the work areas. We're offering gloves and masks, have hand sanitizer. We're spreading all the agents through the building. So we want everybody to feel comfortable and safe, but at the same time, we have an opportunity to really step up and help residents of the state of Florida who find themselves without a job in the midst of this crisis. So hope that answers
your question. Well, Kyle, as soon as that's up and running, please let me know and I can announce it on the air.
I absolutely will, but frankly, anybody who's listening who's interested and, you know, taking Mike's wise advice to if you want to work, go work. Lighthouse Works is a place where you are treated like an equal because you are an equal. And there's a great culture there. And we all know that we're paying it forward. It's not just the phone call. It's making sure that Lighthouse Central Florida is there for vision rehabilitation for the next 43 years and more.
Okay, we'll come back and ask another question shortly because we have more questions to ask you.
Yep, gotcha.
Okay, Joshua, you there, Joshua?
I am, Michael. I'm here.
Hi, okay. Joshua.
So tell us what's going on now in North Carolina Industries of the Blind. What's happening there in North Carolina, Joshua?
Absolutely. So first off, let me say thanks, Michael, for having me on and for all that you and your team there does to help people who are blind find jobs and opportunities. It's fantastic. Here at Greensboro Industries of the Blind, you know, we do a number of different things, manufacturing of textiles and other office and janitorial products, as well as a very large distribution center. And the majority of our contracts are with the federal government and the military. And for that reason, the majority are considered essential and critical infrastructure business lines. So we are actually fully running here as well and continuing to recruit people for our businesses. We're very busy and I think just getting busier as it turns out. And we've got openings, particularly in our textile area, as well in our distribution center. We also do a lot of promotion from within. So once folks get in, jobs open up in our office area also. Lori and Kyle mentioned, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we have a safe working environment during this time, with spreading out the work, additional breaks. We've hired additional staff just for cleaning, sanitizers, and all those sort of things. Plus, we've taken our associates who are considered most at risk by the CDC, and we've offered them the opportunity to not work while not affecting their long-term job if they so choose over the short term. And then, you know, for folks who are interested, I really encourage you to reach out, go to our website, call our fantastic HR department. We have, they'll help you go through the process. We've got O&M specialists. We offer relocation. You know, from our perspective, right, we're here to provide a service to help folks find a job, to take an opportunity to get ahead. And we really appreciate, you know, Michael, you and the team there spreading the word, because we've got just a large number of opportunities that we'd love to find people to come on board and come work in Greensboro.
Well, thank you so much. Let's go back now. We're going to ask you more questions shortly. We'll go right back and forth. Lori, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So now tell me about Keystone. Keystone's been around for quite a few years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the question is, why would people want to come there? Why would people want to Keystone? Because a lot of people don't know about Keystone, but why would they want to come to Keystone?
Well, I think one of the best things about our agency is not only do we have a lot of employment opportunities for individuals who are blind or visually impaired, but we also have other services to be able to help them when they're not working. We have a full-scale services program that will help them with orientation and mobility. We provide any type of adaptive technology, access technology devices they may need to do their job or something that they may need at home. But our casework providers will help them get their groceries, help take them to the doctors if they need to go to the doctors, if they need sighted guides, help them with their online banking, pretty much anything that they need outside of their working time. We also try to help them with that, any type of essential services that they would need. We have a full-scale group of employees across the state. We employ between all of our groups of agencies that we have, because we have 7 agencies total. We employ over 600 people across the state, and pretty much any type of opportunity that you're looking for at any of our agencies, whether it's a janitorial type of opportunity, federal contract opportunity, the jobs that we're currently recruiting for right now pay, including the health and welfare benefit, pay $17.59 an hour, which is pretty awesome, and we are still recruiting for those jobs actively.
Well, that's great. That's
wonderful.
Great
place to work and a great group of individuals to work with.
Okay, that's great. Go back to Kyle Johnson. Kyle Johnson.
Yes, sir.
You know what you're doing now. In reference to the future, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but the crystal ball, what's it tell you about Lighthouse Works? Do you think you'll be hiring more people in the future after this terrible corona disease goes away, hopefully soon?
Absolutely. We our 2025 goal is to move from, well, we've got about 110 employees right now, and about half of our employees, if you take Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Work, about half are blind or visually impaired of my colleagues. But our goal is to grow. Well, we want to move from about 900 people being served through vision rehabilitation up to 3,000 and to be employing at least 250 people who are blind or visually impaired on each side. So, well, not on each side, 250 across Lighthouse. But so, yeah, I mean, that's our plan, is to grow. The more we grow, the more careers we're going to help create, and more people who are going to be helped through Lighthouse Central.
Fantastic. Okay, Joshua, you're up. Joshua, let me ask you a question, Joshua. In the future, nobody has a crystal ball, but after this terrible disease, I call it disease, this flu, whatever you want to call it, this corona, leaves, hopefully it leaves soon, hopefully, please, got to leave soon.
Are you looking for hiring more people in the future as far as the industry of the blind there in North Carolina?
Sure. Our plan is certainly to continue growing. We feel we're growing through this horrible time, but also in the future, we expect to grow significantly. You know, Industries of the Blind has been around since the 1930s, helping people, providing jobs and opportunities. We currently have a little over 250 people, more than half of whom are legally blind. And just in the last year, we received some awards for the number of folks who we were able to hire and bring aboard. And our plan in the future is to continue to do that, and not just to hire people, but to provide them great job opportunities, you know, pay them well above minimum wage, great benefits, matching 401k, O&M support, transportation services, training. We've added a lot of social activities recently around different leagues like blind bowling. We have friends and family days, baseball games. So what we're really trying to do is not just provide the job and the opportunity for growth and development, but to really create a culture and an environment that feels much more like a family where folks are there and they're enjoying being there. Yes, it's a job, but it's also a place to meet folks, to find friends, and to really enjoy yourself after work as well.
Thank you, Josh. That's Michael? Great. Michael, yeah. If it's okay with you, I'd like to take the last few minutes, or perhaps I'd like to just talk to each other among the three of them, because they may not have the opportunity, you know, all the time. Maybe one would like to say hello to the other and just touch base on the air if they would like to.
That sounds good. If you three would like to talk to each other. But
well, hey, Josh, Laura, I'm honored to be on here with you. Thanks for everything you're doing to help people who are blind or visually impaired. Well,
absolutely. Same to you guys as well. I think all of us have a lot of opportunities that allow individuals that are visually impaired to get ahead, and I think all of us can help each other out that way, and yeah. I think it's awesome that this type of a radio show is available for people to be able to find out about these opportunities, and the fact that it appears that all of us seem to offer relocation expenses, so even if there's somebody not in the area of any of our agencies that's looking for a job, we're all, you know, all three of us are obviously looking to hire people, so.
Well, I would like to say that three of you right now, this is coming from me, Michael, a host of the Blind and Beyond radio show. I picked the three of you because, as far as I'm concerned, I know about the three big automakers, as they say, and I picked the three big folks that hire folks that are visually impaired and blind: Keystone, Industries of the Blind, and Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. So I picked the three big that all from East Coast, from Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida. So,
and Michael, and the three companies that make the people feel so welcome in their communities. It's not just about a job, it's about family.
People that care about visually impaired and blind, the three organizations that are there for everyone. In the time of this terrible disease, they're there. And I'm just saying this to our listeners. There's no reason, if you are visually impaired and blind, there's no reason, if you're listening to these three companies, okay, there's no reason, if you are visually impaired and blind, that if you want a job, there's jobs for you out there. And you can contact one of the three, whichever one you would like to contact, feel free to contact them. If you can tell now a little bit where they can, I'll go to each one of you now. If you can tell a little bit where they can contact if they're looking for a job, Lori, you're first. Please tell them where they can contact you for a job, or who they can contact your end for a job.
Anybody can contact us by taking a look on our website, www.keystoneblind.org. They can also call in at 724-734-5079 or 724-734-5161 is my number, and I can get them hooked up with our human resources department and our recruiting department, and we would be glad to help anybody that's looking for a job to help them get ahead, and also if they're looking for a place where they're going to get a lot of social interaction and to live in a good and safe community, Keystone's definitely the place for you.
Well, thank you so much. Brian. And also, if they want to know anything about Keystone, it's all on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's everything there as far as Keystone. If they want to look you up, if they want to find out the number, if they didn't get your number or website, it's all there on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Then now it's Al Johnson. Al Johnson.
For hosting something like this.
Kyle Johnson, you there?
Yes, I'm
Yeah. Hey there. Yeah. So folks can go to lighthouseworks.org, and they can see our job postings there. We'll probably be on a lot of the standards like Indeed and things of that nature, but the one-stop shop is lighthouseworks.org and or 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. We'll be happy to help you. Judy Kennedy is our manager of human resources. Judy Kennedy, lighthouseworks.org. Thank you all very much, and thanks again,
thank
Laura.
You.
And,
well, thank you, Kyle. And again, anything you want to know about Lighthouse Works, it's on our website, lionbeyondradioshow.org. Everything's there. If you don't have the phone number, look it up, lionbeyondradioshow.org. Now, we like to listen to Joshua. Joshua, would you tell people how to get hold of Industries of the Blind?
Absolutely. So if you're interested in to learn more about Industries of the Blind, you can come to our website, industriesoftheblind.com. There you can see what we do. You can go at the jobs tab. You can see the open jobs. You can apply directly online. You can contact us through the website. If you want to make a phone call, you can call us at 800-909-7086, 800-909-7086. Laverne is our HR recruiter. She does a fantastic job. She'd love to speak with you, tell you about her experience coming up through the organization in different roles and how she's advanced. And take your information. We'd love to learn about you and have you apply. And let me just say, it's fantastic also to listen to Kyle and to Lori to hear what great services they offer. You know, all of us are offering employment, but I think one thing folks learn is that it's not just about employment. It's about also the services and the opportunities. So it's fantastic to hear what everyone's doing to try and provide these jobs and these opportunities. And certainly, Michael, same for you in the show there. It's great what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you so much, Joshua.
Thank you, Joshua.
And anything that you don't want to know, Industries for the Blind, it's on our website, Industries for the Blind.
Of the Blind.
No, I think it's for the Blind, isn't it?
Industries of the Blind. Greensboro, yes.
Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, Michael.
Of the Blind, okay. I said it right the first time.
Yeah, you did. It's getting late, right, Michael?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, you go to our website for all three. It's all on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if any information you want to know about either one of the three. And I want to thank our three guests for calling in today. They were really gems. I want to thank you to all three. To Keystone Lori, to Kyle Johnson of Lighthouse Works, and also Joshua from Industries of the Blind. I want to thank all three of you for participating tonight. I want to appreciate it so
thank
much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Lot,
and be well. Stay well, everyone.
Yes, be well, all.
Thanks
be well and
do,
be
guys.
Safe. Be well
safe.
And be safe, please.
You too.
Thank
absolutely.
You. Good night.
See you soon.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, I hope you learned a little bit tonight. We try to do something. That's what this radio show is all about. It's not just have trivia. It's not just having some fun. It's also trying to get some jobs to people that are busy and pan blind. It's not, you know, we're not talking about just for today because we know what's going on today in today's world. But it's maybe next week, maybe next month, there'll be a life after the virus, and you might be looking for a job. Maybe you want to make some money. And these companies are looking for people. And you can't just say that and say nobody wants to hire you because you're blind or vision impaired. That's false. People out there, there's three companies, three different states, okay, that you can have paid for relocation. Some of them will pay for relocation. Some of them will pay you good money. Check all three out. Then you'll know which one you want to go to. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida, the big three. I want to thank you all. We're going to go right now to break.
Break, I believe, yeah.
Time
right,
for a
Chris?
Break?
I think Chris is still there.
Yeah, Chris, still there. Yeah, it's time for a break.
We're going to a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll come back with the video.
Thank you.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Introducing Bonacle, critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing. Whether you're 5 or 95, you can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number calling is 407-894-1680. I can't believe I remembered it.
Michael?
Yes.
I would like to read something live for Duxbury Systems, since because of the virus, we're not able to go into the studio to record right now. So I'd like to do a live version of their commercial. So everybody listen up about Duxbury Systems. Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. During this COVID-19 environment, we are open and working via telecommuting for technical support. Activate questions and orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period, and it's best to contact us via email. You can write to info@duxsys.com, that's D-U-X-S-Y-S.com, or orders@duxsys.com, or activations@duxsys.com, or support@duxsys.com. So I have to turn the page and read the rest. 1 second, please bear with me. Duxbury Systems, we make accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. That's what it says, baking. It says DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer, and we also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So get in touch with Duxbury Systems. They can help you with all your Braille needs.
And it's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. If you want to look up Duxbury, it's there as well. Let's go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We're going to go to the trivia right now. But, Chris, I want you to listen to what I'm going to say as far as the trivia. This song, everybody and their brothers and sisters and cousins should know this song and who's singing this song. But I'm going to tell you about this. This trivia, the first person is not going to be from Florida. So, Chris, anybody from Florida doesn't get the first shot at it. It's not from the state of Florida. I want to hear a different state, not Florida. And I'm hoping for a first-time caller to call in. So if you first-time callers, now's the time to call in. This is not, it's not from the state of Florida. I want anybody who's not from the state of Florida. Okay, let's go now with the song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song? All your hugs and kisses and your money to a hell. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie. Cause okay, Chris, that's enough. They don't know that song. I can't help them. They should know who's singing the song. Okay, who's singing that song? I didn't play it long because I know you all know it. 407-894-1680. I'm taking people now, not from the state of Florida, not from the state of Florida. Anybody calling in right now can't be from the state of Florida. They got to be outside the state of Florida. And I want, I would like a first-time caller if I could get a first-time caller. You don't have to be a first-time caller, but I would like a first-time caller. But you can't be from the state of Florida. Not for this song, not for now. I want to give somebody a fair shot at it. Everybody should know this song. It was, when it was out, it was top, I guess, number one. Or it wasn't number one, it was number two when it was out. But everybody knows the entertainer who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Well, while we're waiting, okay, I want to stress, everybody, the reason why I did today's show, I could have waited because I'm not feeling that great, but I put this together, this show, a long time ago, and I feel it's very important. I want to have on the three big companies that look for people for jobs. And these are the companies that have sponsored us on the show for a long time. These are people that are looking for employees and people that are vision impaired and blind. So if you are from, let's just say, East Coast, even Midwest, too, to go there. And some of them will pay you relocation. You have to look at which ones it will. Some of them will, some of them won't. But they're paying good money. So if you're busy and paying a blind and you want a good pay, then this is where to go. I mean, they're not paying no $10 an hour. I mean, they're paying good money. I mean, each one's got different deals and unbelievable things. And it's a great place to work, all three. So look them up, check them out. Call each one. If you need the phone number, again, look up at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's on our website. Check it out. That's what this show is here for you. That's our purpose of the show. Our mission of the show is to get people jobs. That's what we're all about for years, trying to get people jobs. Chris, anybody call yet? The trivia? Chris?
Sometimes he leaves the board to do something else in the production room, so he might not even be there right now. But thank
no,
you
I'm
there.
Here. I got the callers calling in. All right, so we got our good friend all the way from Clint, Indiana.
Oh, okay,
Clint, Indiana. John, what's going on, John?
Hey, how you doing, Michael? I hear you're doing pretty good with your eye operation. Sounds pretty good.
I sound all right. I don't sound too ridiculous. I hope not.
Yep. It's Buddy Holly.
That's right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway. $10 gift card from Subway.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, John. That's Indiana. You're in Clinton, Indiana,
Clinton,
right?
Clinton, Indiana. I'm staying Michael, my wife and I haven't been out of the house in 3 weeks.
We're I'm sorry, why? I couldn't hear you.
We don't even let my wife's sister come to the house. She don't even get in. Nobody gets into this house. So we're staying in and doing what they're saying, to wash our hands and staying away from people.
Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
There's nothing else we can do. That's the best we can do.
Fantastic show tonight. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being out there. Uh-oh. You can tell it's almost the end of the show. I've got three dogs surrounding me here.
Okay.
They're talking.
All right. Well,
thank you for calling in. Thanks for calling us from Indiana. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks. Take care.
Good night.
Get well soon, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You too.
Appreciate it. Anybody else on the line, Chris? He was the only caller.
No, he was the only one, Mike.
Okay. I thought the phones would be lit up when I played Buddy Holly. That'll be the day. All right, I got a trivia, real fast trivia. See if anybody gets this one. This not from Florida, because this is so easy.
Michael, we really don't have time for trivia, right?
No.
No. What I'd like, why don't you tell everybody about our show next week?
Well, next week's show is going to be an unusual show. That's our fifth year anniversary. That's right. Next week is our fifth anniversary show. April the 5th, believe it or not, we passed 4 years. It's our fifth anniversary show, believe it or not. That's right. They said the show wouldn't last a day or a week. And they said, oh, my God, who would listen to Michael? But meanwhile, it's been on the air now 4 years. The show now, they tell me, got no more than 1 million listeners. And all I can say is thanks to all of you making this show. We try hard. I'm trying hard. I'm not perfect. I make a lot of mistakes. That's for sure. I admit it. Look, I'm trying. At my age, all I can say is I'm trying. And I'm trying to do what's right for everybody. I don't always do the right thing, but I try. I try to fix things. Right now, I really shouldn't have done this show, but I want to do the show because today's show is important to me with those jobs. It's very important
today
to me.
Today was wonderful. Today was a really, really special show, Michael. You did a great job pulling it all together.
Well, thank you, honey. Thank you.
Thank you
for you, because you're the one who pushed me. I was afraid to do the show because I'm not all there. You know, when you take a lot of drugs, if anybody have ever been in the hospital and you take a lot of drugs, you know that you feel loopy and funny. And I've been sleeping 80% of the day. I've probably been sleeping like 21 hours out of 24. I've been in bed since Monday. The only place I went, we got the operation on Tuesday. That was the only thing we did all week. We went nowhere. We went nowhere except the operation on Tuesday. We've been in the house the whole time. So I'll go tomorrow to see how the doctor thinks how my, because my bandage is still on my eye. I still have a thing over my eye. So we shall see what we shall see.
Right.
Hopefully.
So it's my turn. It's basically,
yep,
I'm going to say the same thing you just did, but I always like to say show wrap up time. Join us next week, same time for our fifth anniversary special. And we were going to have a cake in the studio with Chris, with Gary and Sheila and Dave, but we'll just have to have a virtual celebration, right, guys?
We'll all be on the phone.
Yeah, it is fine.
And we'll be taking your calls to help us celebrate.
A lot of the show would be people calling in,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to have, I'm waiting to talk to my mentor, the fellow who spotted this radio show all about. He let me on the air. He's the one who hired me a long time ago. When I first went blind, he hired me on the radio as a salesman. We're talking about Carl Como, the Big 810, when he hired me originally from... the sports show. What was the name of the sports show, honey? I forgot.
Easy.
Anyway,
The Big Talk.
CBS Sports. CBS Sports.
You forget him on you,
CBS
so Sports. I don't hear the dog
whining.
Yeah. You mean CBS
Sports.
CBS Sports,
yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. Thank you all for listening for tonight's show.
Thank you.
And we look forward to next week. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Looking forward to
it. See that guy? We're going off the air. Now you can bark. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Chris.
Good night,
again.
Y'all.
Good night.
Thanks for putting up
Thank
with
you,
me tonight.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Love you
Bye-bye.
All. Good night.